All right, we're recording. The family's in.
Blue Mustang was, God put it in his heart that there was going to be a third family last weekend. And I felt it too, but I wasn't sure like how that was going to work out. And then after I met with the two families over by the ghetto, there was 111 families there that was praising God, worshiping the Lord. They're like in a different world. Like, they're not scheduled on a time schedule. They're just, however long they worship, they worship. They don't have no time set. A lot of churches ought to be like that. Like, once you start worshiping, it should not be, okay, we're done in three songs and that's it. But they've learned to be thankful and they've learned to worship without being restricted. And I love that kind of worship. That is just so pure and so beautiful. And when I told them that there was going to be a third family, that I was going to go look for them, they all surrounded me and prayed over me, prayed for the third family. They anointed the money. And then they went in and started shopping because those two families were hungry. They needed groceries. And when I got in the pickup, I looked in the mirror and I noticed that Lydia was, she had her head down and holding onto her little hands as I was leaving. And she was still praying for me as I drove away. That little girl, she's anointed by God. She truly is. And so I started going toward part of a ghetto that I didn't know there was a grocery store back there. It's really, really the worst part of that town. Like, it's a dangerous part, really dangerous. But God says, keep going down that street. And I have never been on that street. I just kept driving. And then it came to a T where I had to take a left, and I took a left. I come across this little convenient store that's been there forever. But it didn't have, there was only one car there. And you could tell that little store was probably one of the first ones in that area. But then I looked down the alley and I saw a family. They had a grocery cart, but they were up against the trash can. And then one person came out with a box full of fruit that had to be thrown out. And she set it on the table, and then they went through it. They were getting stuff. But I didn't drive up on them right away. I wanted to see, first of all, if that was the family that God wanted. Because, I mean, there's people digging in trash cans all the time. But I wanted to make sure that was the family that God chose. And God said, that's the family. So I parked my truck on the east side of that store, and then I walked around the corner. And the father was praying and thanking God for the fruit, because at the time, that's all that they were able to get out of the box and out of the trash can, because the trash can didn't have hardly anything as far as food, solid food for them. But he was thanking God for the fruit that they got. And then the little girl said, God, if you're really real, can you give us a miracle today? Because I really want cereal. And she was craving cereal, man. So I didn't interrupt their prayer time because I didn't want to stop that. You know, I wanted to hear their hearts. And so after the little girl got done praying, then I walked up with them, to them, and I had my Bible with them, you know, with me. So as I was walking to them, I said, "Good morning, how are you?" And the little girl goes, "I think it's closer to noon, isn't it?" I go, "Yeah, I guess it's pretty close to lunchtime, to noon." And she goes, "Are you a preacher?" I said, "I minister around the streets, minister to gangs and families and those that are lost, the brokenhearted." And she goes, "Wow, you have quite a job." She goes, "Would you like a banana?" I almost started crying because they didn't have very much, but yet she was willing to give what they had. "You want a banana?" And I go, "Sure, I'll have a banana." So she started peeling it for me. And as I was eating, her dad, his name is Samuel, he goes, "Could you pray for a miracle, man? Because we really could use some groceries today." I said, "Well, let me share with you." And I prayed with them. And then I said, "Let me share with you what who Blue Mustang is and how God is using him for families that need help." So then I told them, I gave them the testimony of how God is using you to bless families so they're able to buy groceries in the ghetto area. And then also it blesses gang members with food. And the father goes, Samuel goes, "Man, that would be a miracle today, man." He says, "We live right over there." And he showed me this building where I think there's 10 families that live in that building. There's 10 apartments, but it's just big enough to hold 10 different families. Each section has 2 bedrooms, that's all. And he says, "I got a job down at the oil refinery place just in Commerce City." He goes, "But I get paid on Wednesday, but we're really hungry right now. It's like we're stretched out to the limit right now." And the little boy goes, his name was Joshua. He says, "All we have in the refrigerator is one apple. That's it. One apple." And I said, "Do you believe in miracles, Joshua?" And he goes, "Oh, yes." He goes, "I'm a miracle. I was born, when I was born, I only weighed 4 pounds. He says, "But look at me now." He goes, "I'm strong, I'm healthy, but I could use some Captain Crunch cereal right now." I was crying. I couldn't hold back the tears. And God didn't want me to hold back tears because they're just, God created tears. You know, so it's, the little boy came over and hugged me. He goes, "It's gonna be okay, mister. God is faithful." And they didn't even know how much I had for him yet. So when I gave them the money and they counted it, they were like, "We're multimillionaires now." You know, the children, you know, they don't. I said, "Mom and Dad, can we go inside and get cereal right now and get some milk? Because we're hungry." They said, "Yeah, we'll go in. We'll go in and get what we need, you know." And the girl comes over. She comes out. And the manager comes out. And they're like, "We heard everything you said. Like, how can we not help this family? You know, it's like, we see them out here and we give them what we can." And the girl goes, "I already have a grocery cart going for you guys. I have Captain Crunch cereal. And I haven't got the milk yet, so it doesn't spoil. So you could get the milk at the very end when you guys are done shopping." And I prayed with them again. Samuel prayed with me, and then they all hugged me, and then they went into the store. But I never go in that side of town. That's a little further northeast than what I go in that particular part of town. And I was like, God knew that they were going to be here. But God knew, God told Blue Mustang, there's a third family. And there was. That's, they needed it really bad. But as they were going in with the to get the grocery cart, the girl went in, and then the manager said, I'm going to pay for half of their bill. He's struggling too at that store, you know. So I said, thanks a lot, man. That's going to help him so much. He goes, I know how it is not to have anything. I know how it is to have plenty. You know, it's like, that's the right thing to do. God bless Blue Mustang, man, whoever he is. And then the little boy turned around. He goes, by the way, is Blue Mustang a car or something? He just was, the children always ask that. And it's so cute. And I was like, well, no, he's not, but he has one. He goes, he's our new hero. Yeah. He was just so excited to get cereal. But as I was about a block away from there, I saw some guys that were part of a fire department. Something had happened. There was a car there. There was an ambulance there, the fire department. And I couldn't get out because of where they were parked. And so I had to back up. But as I was backing up, one of the firemen came over, and he goes, are you Sonny? Because I've seen your truck over by the east side. You minister to gangs, don't you? Because we saw you one day. And I go, yeah, man. He goes, we heard about you. He goes, what were you doing? And then I shared the testimony about the families and you. And he goes, there's a grocery store down the road? I go, yeah, man. I said, it doesn't look like a store. He goes, well, we'll go by there later and buy all our groceries there. So that little store doesn't get too many customers because of where it's located. Yeah. But the fire department went there and bought all their groceries for the week. And bless them, because not too many people go there.
Yeah.
If they do go there, they might spend $20, $30, you know, or, you know, who knows. But they went there and they said, when we got there, he says, that manager was crying because we had a full grocery cart full of stuff and we spent a lot of money there. And he said, come back anytime, guys. And they said, we'll come and get all our groceries here. We'll tell all the other chefs about you. We didn't know you were here. So see how God blessed him? Because he blessed that whole family. And he puts out all the fruit out there for whoever walks down that alley. They could have the fruit. That's just a miracle after miracle happened that morning. And I just, noontime. And God just never seems to amaze me. He knows where these families are. He knows where the people need, the ones that need help for the day, he'll take care of them. But a lot of people don't put their trust in God. They put it on their own selves or whatever. But those that see God, and that Samuel said, we woke up this morning and we just said, God, you know what we have. If we could use some groceries today, please give us a miracle. And they had no idea. And they were going to be there earlier, but then his children wanted to read stories out of their storybooks. So they showed up a little later than normal. But they didn't know I was just down the road all that. If they would have gone there early and left early, they never would have been there.
No.
So see how God worked that out? It's like, I just praise God. That was so much fun. Just to see these families.